Welcome back to PRQ Homesteading Expanded, where we rise together in sovereignty, abundance, and the pure light of truth. My name is Shane, and I am here with you today. Our lovely Robin, I believe she's out having fun and having a good time in her life, experiencing beautiful things and creating beautiful realities and finding a peaceful place for her to possibly homestead. So we're glad she's out. She took the Saturday off, and luckily she trusted me enough to take the show and talk about it a little bit. So with that being said, I do believe that we may have Anne from last week that may be calling in today to talk about mortgage fraud and to continue a little bit of that. But before we get started today, what I would like to do is first, I would like to thank our sponsors, Nana Oges. Before we jump in, if you someone who values freedom, like real freedom, the kind that starts with your body, check out Nana Oges. These nano sprays are designed for people who trust their instincts, who want to feel sharp, steady, and strong without all the BS. It's wellness with integrity, and it actually delivers that the results that you want. Check them out at nanooges.net and use our promo code PRQHOME15 for 15% off. I'm open and I'm welcoming callers today to talk about homesteading and how homesteading is important to you and why homesteading is important to you and what we can come to terms with as far as becoming in peace, in a peaceful mentality, and to connect with nature and allow the earth to heal us, allow and to bring us out of the noise and take us out of chaos that we may be participating in and or may not be participating in, but it helps us reconnect and disconnect from the noise around us. So I really welcome everyone to call in. The lines are open. Please call at 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. And if you're out of country, please call in at 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. You can also email us at prqhomestead13@gmail.com. I'm going to say it again, prqhomestead13@gmail.com with any questions. Please feel free to subscribe to our show. The subscriptions start out at $2.99. And if you can't afford to subscribe, just send us an email anyway saying, hey, we love hearing what you say. We love hearing what you're doing. What can we do to help you? And I like to connect with people and see how you help me. So with that being said, we're going to get started here a little bit today. To be honest with you, I don't know much about the mortgage fraud, so I'm not really going to talk about that today. I'm going to talk about what I am passionate about. And I am open and welcome any callers that want to call in and discuss homesteading and why it was so important for Q to help us get on our own land so that we could start to understand and realize who and what we are and how powerful we can be. And by removing any noise or any outside distractions from allowing us to go within and heal and organically Tap into the knowing that's within our heart, that's within our mind. Not with our mind, but within our heart. Go in organically and unlock the knowledge and wisdom that already exists there. And a lot of times we do that by getting out in nature and allowing the earth to heal us organically. I know on my journey, I have used the earth myself. I sit up against trees. I go out and I connect with the earth barefoot. I do sun gazing. I go within my heart. I'll go out, sit out barefoot, out up against a tree, out in the forest, and I'll just stare at the sun up against the tree, and I'll connect with the tree, and I'll allow the sun to go through my eyes and into the ground and into the tree, and I'll communicate with the tree, and I'll connect with the tree and say, "Hey, you heal me, and I'm going to heal you, and we're going to do this thing together." And then I give grace and gratitude to the forest, to the earth, to everything the planet has to offer me. So again, with that being said, it's so important for us to connect and go within us. And Q wanted us to not only start seeking these homesteads on our own that are passionate about it, but also wanted us to do things from the heart to show us how when we put heartfelt intentions, authentic intentions, and do things from the heart by seeking that property and without any attachments of how you're going to get it. The one thing that I'm seeing right now, there's a lot of people saying, "I really would like this 200 acres. I would like this ranch. I really would like this. However, I don't have the means of this to get it." And one of the things that I have learned on this journey is that once you remove those limitations of attachments of beliefs that I will not receive this until I have this, it will slow down the magical moments where sometimes people show up and say, "Hey, you know what? I've only owed so much on this property. I know it's 200 acres, but I don't really want to live here anymore. And if you can just pay me a dollar for all this property, I'll take it." And if you don't think that's possible, then we need to talk about how we can remove those limitations of the possibilities that that could happen. So a lot of people that I work with, I help do this with, and I enjoy doing it, and I love it, enjoy experiencing the magical moments through them. And as I help them, they help me. And when we go through these moments of knowing, it starts to build trust and confidence within us. The more we experience in this process that this can be possible through each other, through our experiences authentically, the more things start to show up and the faster they start to show up. Here's an example is when we pull ourselves out of the noise. It could be a billboard, it could be a sign on the road, it can be anything that you see that creates a thought process. For example, last night I was driving. And I was on the interstate and I was driving, and it was dark. As I'm driving down the interstate, I see this sign on the side of the road that says, "Caution for deer." You know, one of those big yellow signs, it's got a deer jumping. "Caution for deer." And I said, "Wow." My mind just went there and I said, "A caution for deer." And I said, "It's just that easy that when we're programmed to see that sign, and then we think caution for deer, a deer could run out in front of us. A mile later, there's deer coming out of the woods on the side of the road." The fact of the matter is, our thought created that reality and that possibility. So when we get on our own land and we get away from all those billboards, distractions, the noise, we can then start to see how we create realities for ourselves. You could be on your own land, you could be on your tractor, no one is around you. And as you're on your tractor and you're plowing the field, you could have your disc break. And you get off your tractor and you're like, "Wow, really, it's going to be hard." If you think, "Oh, it's going to be hard for me to get this fixed," instead, once you're out there and you start to understand how powerful your thoughts and your heart is from authentic place, if you're out there and you say to yourself, "Wow, this is going to be a fun experience. My disc just broke. I want to see who shows up to help get me a replacement on my disc so I can finish plowing my field." And the next thing you know, before you know it, within the hour, you got a friend that shows up and says, "Hey, are you looking to buy a disc for $100? I've got a disc here that I'm no longer using. I just got a new one." And that's just kind of how it happens. So when you get away from all the noise and all the programs of everything outside of yourself, creating thought processes and mind attachments within your mind and within your heart that causes you to instantly think, you don't. And here's the thing is that's timelines, and that actually is something that people don't realize is happening around them all the time. It's because we're all in cities. We're all in these cities and we're living together in these cities. We're all participating in a reality that we don't realize that we're creating our own reality because we're participating in our neighbor's reality. Here's another example of how that works. If you're living in a condo and they're building an apartment complex behind your condo, and there's noise every morning, and you're trying to tap into the understanding of, okay, I want to crash this timeline of this noise every morning. Tomorrow morning, it will not be there. And then you wake up the next day and it's there again. Well, there's a reason that it's there again. If they're out there every morning making all that noise early in the morning, but you're trying to crash that timeline and crash that reality as you're on this journey, but your neighbor downstairs is pissed off because they're anticipating it every morning. So every morning they're having a reaction, a feeling to it, saying, "My gosh, they're going to be out there every morning." Well, guess what? You're sharing that reality with your neighbor. It's just like on the other side of that apartment complex that they're building. If you were the only one in that apartment complex and there was no one else around you, and you could actually say, "You know what? On the other side of this apartment complex is a mountain. And a mountain will show up." That's how powerful we are in this reality. So, with that being said, getting on homestead land, getting on your own property allows you to consciously connect with the frequency of the forest, of the trees, of the wildlife, of the birds, of the water, of anything there. And then you get into a peaceful place. And once you find that peaceful place, you never want to leave it again. And once you start to realize who and how powerful you are, how powerful we are, and how we can create our own realities, you never want to pull yourself out of that reality again. And it just becomes a way of life and a way of peace. But I actually have someone on line one. Arrow is actually calling in. Thomas, can we bring Arrow on, please?
Hola.
Hello, how are you?
Hola, I'm great.
Good. Good to
It's a
hear your
beautiful
voice.
sunny day.
It is. And you know what? I kind of went off road with this show today, and another BBS. Sunshine uses that term all the time. I'm going off road. So we kind of went off road a little bit today from script, and I hope Robin don't get upset with us, but we just go with the flow, don't we? Isn't that how we go through the flow? Everything happens for a reason, and it's a magical moment. And how are you doing today? Talk to me about you and your homesteading experience.
I'm great, thank you. Well, my homesteading experience so far is I have a motorhome and I'm full time. I stored some of my material possessions at a friend's house and just left it in his office, and I used to visit once or twice a year. And oh, after a few years being full time in the motorhome, I just thought I needed to get rid of all the stuff, and I purged the stuff so I don't have to worry about anything that's not in my RV. And I'm looking for my homesteading land. As I travel, I really like a couple different places, but I don't, for me, I'm having a hard time sitting still. And so it's really exciting though when I go and I travel. And like I go home, which in the summers is the Black Hills in South Dakota, and there's so much beautiful land there. And I am, Robin had put a website out where I was able to go, and I don't have that information of what it is. It's written somewhere, but I was able to go on that website and then literally look up specific homesteading. The old homesteading patents are on there, and I was so thrilled. So when I physically get up there this summer, I will be trying to match up the patents that I can find on that website with the land, and I'll find something that's not already occupied, because I am, my heart's desire is never to push somebody off the land. I will find some land that's sitting there and just waving at me, and I'll be inspired to land. Right now, what I do is I just find land to park on. Like, so for right now, I'm just out in the desert and I'm parked on this land, and I didn't check in with a camp host. I didn't get a permit on sticker on my window. And there's just a whole desert full of trailers and vans and RVs. And the guy that's parked next to me right here, I've known him for 3 years, and he agreed with me. The first thing I said to him when I got here, the next morning, I said hi and called him by name because I know his name. But then the first thing I said is, "What is going on with all these plants?" And he totally agreed with me. He goes, "I know, I was in shock when I walked out." Now, Aloha is in the same kind of western hemisphere of the country here. And she said there's been a lot of rain here, which is really obvious because there's lilies I've never seen before. And when I hiked a while down where there was a tree, so that little ditch right there was getting a lot of water. There was wild desert poppies. And I said, "Oh, hi, Shane."
Well, that's
Then
amazing.
I travel with the weather, so I haven't landed anywhere, and I don't know if I will, but I certainly am looking and playing, and I'll know it if I find it for sure. So right now I just am traveling with the weather, and I enjoy a certain temperature. I don't like air conditioning or furnace, so if I can avoid running forced air, I try to do that. And that gives me a lot of opportunity. I don't spend a lot of time in the house. I am outside probably more than not.
Right.
It's
But in a way, though, you have no attachments really to anywhere you go, which allows you to live in the moment, correct?
It often does. I did tell the story on the timeline show today about my engine stalling and the timelines that that created for me, and how my heart's desire was to really not stay where I was. I took a job, not really at first. I was like, "Yeah, I'll do it for another 30 days," but I really didn't want to do it past that point. And then my head started talking to me, and my head said, "It'd just be easier if you just stayed 2 more months. You've got a place. You're all set up. You're having fun." I was having a great time. I loved the people, and there was games and camaraderie, and I made some friends. And my head convinced me it would just be easier if you just stay. And, my heart, like has been pointed out, my heart is far more powerful than my head. And the heart overrode it and caused me getting stranded on the side of the road. I had to spend all my money on a tow and then getting my engine fixed, and it took all the money I had. And so it just changed my reality. And at the time, I practiced what you were saying. I said, "Oh boy, I'm stranded on the side of the road." I got out and I was dancing in the sun, going, "I can't wait to see how this turns out." And it was great for a second, but I did have emotional attachment, and there were things that did get me a little frazzled in the little 3 day event I had. But the thing that turned out, what it all turned out was it, because of how that happened, the unscheduled timeline that my heart created, that I wasn't, I heart wise, I would have preferred a different timeline, but I was following my head telling me to go ahead and stay there and put up with it a little bit longer. And now that I got out of that situation, it's such a more beautiful time. My reality right now is awesome. And As nerve-wracking as the whole experience was of being stranded, spending all my money, I borrowed a little bit to get on the road again. That was really frazzling, but the outcome is so, once you get to the outcome, the silver lining is just so brilliant and spectacular. And now looking back, it's easy to say, wow, I wished I would have just followed my heart's desire from the beginning. And I can see that now. So it's helping me see the difference when I'm acting from my heart as opposed to acting from my head.
Right. So that's what I was going to say. This is so just to help so many people. It's how powerful we are when we are operating from the heart. Now, when our mind does, so the good thing that came out of the situation was the fact that you can look back now and say, you know what? Now I see what happens when we don't follow our heart and our real passion. Things tend to not work out. I was actually talking about this with somebody last night. Or yesterday at some point, and what it is, and I was using the example of if we have a spouse or if we have a friend, and we feel like we're obligated to go do something, and say they want to go to a baseball game or they want to go to do something that you don't really prefer to do, but you have an attachment to them through a relationship, or it could be a family member, brother, sister, and you really don't want to participate in it. However, you go anyway, and on the way there, the car breaks down, or on the way there, something else happens, and you get a delay, and you don't, and it's a struggle to get there. Instead of when we do things from the heart that we're passionate about doing, it all tends to work out and work out properly and smoothly. You know, one of the, there's a person that Sharon, that she does the homesteading in Texas. And I always liked to, when she told her, came on the show and she told her story, I thought it was beautiful and it could help so many people, was the fact that everything Sharon did during the homesteading process, she did it from the heart. And when she did it from the heart, what happened was she had even people at the county getting on board with her, helping her through this process. And then almost teaming up with her to help other people get their properties homesteaded because she didn't come from the mind. She didn't come from a place of defense. She came strictly from the heart. And this is what Q always said, and I think a lot of people got kind of confused with it, was Q said, I purposely put my property into foreclosure 7 times, and when I got when I went to get it out of foreclosure, I did it from the heart every time, and it was a success. He says, now when you do it from the mind, or when you're trying to battle it, or when you decide to go to court, well, you're going to get a different outcome because you're actually creating a reality where you're choosing a different experience. And a lot of people don't realize that because they get emotionally caught up in the battle, or they emotionally get caught up in the fact that, well, they're really programmed from the system of I need to defend myself or I'm going to lose my property. Well, that's a mindset. That's a reality. But when Sharon told her, came on and told her story of how when she did everything from the heart and how it all worked out, and she even had the county, I was like, my goodness, she gets it. And she helped so many people. And I think this is where Q is trying to get everyone to, is to understand that they're emotional attachments to anything. If you do it from the heart and from a passionate place, it tends to work out, especially if you're doing it for the right reasons. Now, if, like you said, you don't want to go on somebody's property, we don't encourage anybody going on somebody's property that they own and trying to homestead their property and take their land from them, because that's not really operating from the heart. It's really not going to work out that way. However, if you go at a different angle of you find a piece of property that may be for sale, or you find a piece of property that's in foreclosure, and you say, I really feel attached, you know, I really love this house, I really love this land. And then you put it out there and you start looking at it, and you go and you walk up to the land, and as you're walking up to the land, somebody meets you there, and you if you're doing it from the heart and they say, hey, how are you doing? You like the land? You're like, yeah, I love it. Do you mind if I walk around on it? They'll say, yeah, spend all day here. And then you can walk around that property all day, feeling the land, feeling it from your heart, feeling it. And then you're starting to create a reality because your passion is there, your heart's there, and things tend to start going smoother. And you don't put in any attachments on how you're going to have it. I've heard stories of people that doesn't have any money, and they're finding ways because they're doing it this way to obtain this property and to get the land that they want to be on. It could be a friend comes into their life that they haven't seen in a long time that's very wealthy and says, "Hey, you're my best friend. You were there for me as a child. Here, I'm gonna gift this property to you." It could be anything. We don't put any attachments on how it's going to happen. It will turn out in a positive way. And that is what I encourage people to try to start doing, because when we do things that way, we start experiencing those moments. And this is when Q always said, this is how powerful we are, this is how magical we are, and this is what I really love helping people start to experience. This is, someone said, well, you seem like you're a catalyst for this. I said, no, this is what I love to do. And because I love helping and working with people to experience these things, people are showing up in my life that are ready to start experiencing these things. And it's just a passionate life that I love to live. And I connect with a lot of people. And I just love this journey. And I love my spirit. I love Source. I love Fat Q. I love BBS Radio, because guess what? We found Q. We found BBS Radio. We found these people because we were seeking. We found Q because we were seeking. We matched a frequency that was connected with him, a frequency of God, of Source, and we found them organically. And the power is within us. And a lot of us tell the same story over and over again of we say, I don't know how I found Q and BBS Radio. It just showed up in an email. Or I just got a te random text message from somebody, and it was just there, and I just started listening. And what's happening is we raise our frequency because we're seeking something. We're seeking peace. We're seeking something. We're experiencing things. And when I found Q, he helped me connect the dots of things that I was already experiencing for about 4 years, and there was nobody else in my reality that could understand on what I was going through. So it really, really, really showed me how strong and powerful we are, and it shows me the times we're going to. I connected with you, Arrow, on this journey, and it's because you're an authentic being of light, and I appreciate you, and I'm grateful for you.
Thank you. I love working with you. It's a joy.
Do you have anything else you would like to say, Arrow? Because Karen is on line three. She wants to comment about the condo story from earlier. Birdie, I apologize. Birdie is on line three. Arrow, is there anything else that you would like to, and thank you for calling in, because I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't know what I was going to talk about. I was just going to start rambling and rambling and rambling and rambling. It would have been fun, but thank you. Thank you for saving me today. And I appreciate you.
Oh, thanks for giving me an opportunity.
Oh, it's amazing. Everything works out the way it's supposed to. Hold on a second here, Arrow.
Awesome.
BBS Radio, do you want me to? Yeah, you can unmute Karen and bring her in. And Arrow, if you want to stay on, you can.
Okay.
Tom, I mean, BBS Radio, can we do that? Karen, are you there?
Hello, I'm here. Are you
Hello.
there?
Yeah. How
Hi.
are you? Hi. Good to hear your voice as
Hi.
well.
It again, girl. Yes,
Huh?
awesome. Say, we always call at the same time. Like, she's always first, and I'm right behind. And we've been Well,
doing this
that's for
for a
one.
while now.
You beat me to it that one day. I beat her one day, but that's only because I think her phone got cut off. But then, well, what happened was I beat her one day, but then I got cut off. They took her call because it was out of order. You know, we have a synchronicity to the way we do these things. And it was funny because I had no intention. I didn't think I would even have a chance to listen. And I just had that feeling, you know, you should call in. And then you told that really cool scenario about the condo. That really helped because I would wonder, because when I would do a command, I expect it to happen. Like there's no, so like a situation, it explains a lot because we have a neighbor who has this new dog, and the poor dog, the bark is horrendous. Like it's just like, oh, makes you up the back of your neck. And everybody is around complaining. And I'm like, I feel bad for like, oh, what's wrong? I'm not mad. I'm just saying, oh, what's wrong with this poor dog? But everybody's saying, oh, this dog barks all the time, all the time. So if I do my commands and they don't work, that explains to me why, because I have other people saying something different. But I would be like, man, I'm not that powerful. My command's not working. Like, but now I get it. So thank you for that story. That
Right. And
really helped. Mr.
it's amazing because once you realize how energetically gifted we are, once we start knowing how energetic gifted we are, it's not a realizing. Once we start organically knowing and knowing how gifted we are, if we all could get on the same page together and unite and create a positive reality at the same time and focus on it energetically, we could cause a shift in a reality that would be uncanny. And that's why Q always said it's so important for us to connect with each other. If you can possibly connect with people physically, there's an energetic draw that you feel. And you just allow it to flow, and we can heal each other. But we can also create realities, faster together as well. My best friend, and Alec, he, we can do some powerful things together because we are connected. We are of the same frequency, and we are authentic, and we enjoy being around each other. Now, him and I, we don't purposely try to create anything. We really just seek helping people. And because that's what we seek and that's what we're passionate about, that's what we experience. So, but we do it in ways, we have so many laughter moments with so many aha moments, and it's just so much fun. Just like with you, Birdie and Arrow, you're divine. You're connected energetically, and this experience that we're having here today is a repeat. It happens for a reason, and it's to help the audience. And hopefully, we're saying things out. We're saying something that resonates with people, and it's just so much fun. So much fun. What else do you lovely ladies have to say?
Well, I can make a comment about the homesteading because, I mean, you know, we want to keep Robin happy too because she does such a good job
Yeah.
in helping with all of this. Well, I had called in probably the last time, one of the times where Arrow and I called in together. I think we were we called right behind each other, and I felt really excited, like I was going to work on homesteading. I like my house. But it's like, you know, I don't think that this is the ultimate place for me. And then the reason why, like I thought I'm gonna go here and I'm gonna do this, it felt very daunting to me because I had to ask myself, why am I doing it? And it's not that I don't want to be free on my own land, but this isn't necessarily like I know where I want to be. I know I have an idea of where I want to be. And I was only doing it so that you know, I was doing it for other people, which I still can, but that there's a difference when I'm not excited to do it, it doesn't really, there's not a lot of horsepower behind it. So I kind of just like let it fizzle out. Like I want to do it, but if it was easy and I could snap my fingers and it would be done, then it would be done. But it seemed like a lot of work. And I wasn't willing to really put my energy into it because my heart wasn't in it. Does that make sense?
It makes every bit of sense. Every bit of sense. And I know Arrow has
Yeah, I mean,
something
I
to
guess.
say on that.
Go ahead, Arrow.
I know she does.
I did.
I'm sorry I put you on the
I'm
spot.
sorry I lost it. Well, I lost it when Birdie started. She said, I do. And she took off. And I've been going through my homesteading notes because Robin gave me the website to look up land patents. And I was so thrilled to find it. Just, it
Are you
helped
talking
my
about
reality.
the BLM website, Bureau of Land Management?
Is it? It's something. It seemed like it was a government website. It had all of the land patents for the area, the Black Hills that I was looking at, and I was just thrilled to find so many. Like it helped my reality to go from my limited imagination to realize it was so much more than I was imagining. And that's why I just wanted to repeat the website.
Right. And look, Robin, I'm not, Robin's a beautiful being of light that knows so much about this. And we're not taking anything away from homesteading. This is one of the reasons why she also wants to, she's so passionate about helping people get on their own land. She really is heartfelt in helping people get on their own land and get freedom. I'm just not as knowledgeable as she is. However, I found her for a reason, and she found me for a reason, and she's been guiding me through this process. And I wanted to homestead, so I got passionate about it. And then I connected with Robin, and there you go. That's kind of how it works. So, thank you, Robin, for everything you do. I hope you're listening, but I think you're out making snow angels right now, and you're playing and having such a good time. And that's what we want you to do because we want people at peace. We want people to have a beautiful, loving, fun life. So, what else you ladies want to talk about? Is there anything else you ladies would like to talk about that?
I got something for Arrow because I can't, it's just really funny. She mentioned the Black Hills of South Dakota. And I went to my mother's and she's bringing out all her stuff and showing me all her jewelry and this beautiful ring. It was, she goes, oh, that's Black Hills gold. It's from South Dakota. Honest to God. Oh, I'm going to do a picture of it, Arrow. I never heard of it.
Oh, no, we're so connected. Yeah, I grew up there, and so I've had relatives
That's so
that
cool.
work in the factories with the gold jewelry. Yeah. Yep.
It's got two beautiful leaves. One's like a green, like an olive, like a green, and the other one is like a pink. And she goes, oh, that's Black Hills gold. Of course, I take a picture. I said, well, I love it. I've seen it before my whole life, but I wasn't interested in gold. I liked silver at the time. But this time, I think it was the leaves and the gray. It's not stuff I normally would wear. And she goes, well, you can have it. I go, I can? And she's like, yeah, you were getting everything anyway. So I'm wearing it as we're, it's the only ring I wear because I don't wear a lot of jewelry. It's the only thing I have on. And you mentioned the Black Hills. That gives me the chills and just shows that we're connected.
Yes, of course, we've already figured that out, but it's just a constant validation all the time for us.
Yeah. And if we didn't call
Yeah.
today, both of us, and if I wasn't able to listen, we couldn't have had this live. And thank you, Shane, for allowing us to have this moment live.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for calling in, both of you. And again, we want to thank Robin for being the backbone of this show and allowing us to have these experiences and to connect together and try to help as many people as we can. So, is there anything else you ladies would like to talk about?
No, I'm good. I'm glad that I was able to call in, and I'm sitting in my car, and I'm trying, and people are looking at me because I'm not getting out because I'm at my destination. So I'm like, I'll be there in a minute. I'm just dropping a few things off, but I'm so glad I got to connect with you two today, and I hope you have a wonderful day. We're waiting for our blizzard to come, and I'll be making snow angels too.
Well, thank you for calling. Thank you both for calling. We're going to open up the lines a little bit. Thank you, Arrow. Thank you, Birdie, for calling. And we're going to see if there's any other callers that want to call in. And I know you're out there and I know you're listening. And I feel you. I know you're about to call in. So thank you, ladies. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate y'all so much. Y'all save me. All right. Now, with that being said, I'm expecting that other caller to call in right now and share some experiences with homesteading. And I just want to thank BBS Radio again. I do appreciate everything you do because I see what happens behind the scenes and y'all deal with a lot and we appreciate you. Without you, we wouldn't be able to connect and we do love you and appreciate you. With that being said, I left yesterday and went on a little bit of a journey, traveling spontaneously, connecting with people and meeting new people. And it's been a fun journey. You know, a lot of people are leaving the storm, leaving the winter storms, heading south. And here I am driving into the winter storm as a, I guess you would call it a storm chaser. I just felt, you know, the need to drive. And so I just started driving and I do this every now and then and it always works out and I always have a good time. So is there anybody else that wants to call in? Please call in. And I'm going to get these numbers again up. The number is 1-888-627-6008. 1-888-627-6008. Please call in. And out of country is 323-744-4831. That is 323-744-4831. Call in and save me. Save me, save me, save me. Well, I am very, very passionate about connecting with you. Dead air. We'll see what else Robin had here. All right. We'd sure miss Robin right now. Let's talk about some other things that Q wanted us to talk about. I was listening to some of his homestead shows yesterday to prepare myself for today. And because Robin, oh, thank you, Sunshine. Woo. Sunshine is on line one. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Sunshine, you're saving me. Thank you.
Can
Did you hear that dead air?
hear me?
Woo. Yeah, I can hear you. How are you doing?
Yeah, I know you're gonna get in trouble with BBS, buddy. I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good. You're doing a good job. It was good to hear Birdie and Arrow and excuse me. Yeah, homesteading. Let's talk homesteading.
finding that forever property, right? Are you seeking? Are
Yeah,
you wanting to?
I
Go
can talk.
ahead.
Do what?
Go
Go
ahead. I'm
ahead.
sorry. No, I'm listening.
No, I was just gonna say, I have been on that journey. I actually, when I was back in the Midwest, had pulled up all the information because that's kind of what my job was. So I already knew, my 160 acres, but I just didn't have peace about pulling the patent on it. And now we know why, because I'm not there anymore. And would not have been through the process before I left. But now I'm looking in the new location and things come up, and I won't talk about details because you don't want to blow them up across the airwaves, but things come up and open up. But I also believe that you have to get, as you say, get your feet on the ground, do some earthing, do some whatever, if you can do it, and feel the energy of the land and see if that's a land that calls to you. So I do believe we all want to have our own land, but I also know that it's got to resonate with you. It's got to be your legacy land, if at all possible.
Right. I agree 100%, because once you get there, if it doesn't feel right, you know it. And you can look at the pictures on the internet all day long, but until you actually go and sit there and resonate with it, when you get there, you're like, you'll start thinking, your mind will kick in and say, well, what about this or what about that? Okay, I see this, I see that. And at that moment, we kind of just lose it, don't we? We lose that thrill and
We
that passion.
do. I think, as our friend would encourage us to do like a T-bar chart. You can do a T-bar chart. What exactly are you looking for? And part of me really wants to be able to grow my own food and to have some land to have critters and that kind of thing. But then I'll run across pieces of property that have this amazing view, but they're the lowest property on that area and they're taking on all the water. And so they've got, I could grow blueberries until the cows came home, but there's not going to be a lot of growing fruit because it's all marshy and mucky. And so I have to go back to my bar chart and go, okay, this has got the most beautiful view. It's got what I want in that, and it's very peaceful. But long term, is there enough land for you? Is there enough land for what you want to do? And for, your sisters and brothers that may want to have a piece of heaven on earth, hello, whatever we call this little bubble that we're in, the little jelly bowl that we're in, they may want to have something there too. And so, you have 160 acres. Well, yeah, you could have, their little guest cottage or whatever they want to do as well. And all over the world, because we do have places all over the world that we want to visit. And outside this bubble, it's going to be magical. So I just want to encourage everybody when they're homesteading, really, really go within. What is it that you really want? Because I even get baited sometimes with, oh my gosh, it's perfect. It's little. I can clean it. It's got, I can cook in it, blah, blah, blah. It's got the best patio on the planet. But then where am I going to grow my vegetables? Where am I going to have my animals? That kind of thing. How am I going to have my chickens? And there aren't any trees. I won't have the owls anymore. And so stick to do your T chart and know what you really want and then stick to that, because that is what is ruminating out there, and that is really what's going to manifest. But you'll also get things that may be the bait instead of the blessing. So that's my 2 cents worth.
No, I'm glad you said that, because you just actually connected the dots a little bit for me of maybe of a way that you just helped me and hopefully helped so many people. So what I just got was, we really have to put the action and intention in going, and we might have to visit 50 different properties. And the first property, we might find something that we really adore, and it's like one piece of the puzzle. And then what you're saying, then you find another piece of property. Okay, now this has the other piece of the puzzle plus this piece of the puzzle, but I'm not really there yet. And so you're writing these things down. So you're like, you're letting the universe know, you're letting your heart know, and you're saying, okay, I like this, I like this. And then eventually you'll have the whole puzzle together after you visit. It's like the property will find you the more you find what you like. So even myself, I think that I'm sitting here waiting for this magical property to come to me. If I actually put the work in and said, okay, I like this property, it has this, but it doesn't have the other things, but I'm going to write this down. I like this for my property. I'm really passionate about that. Then I go to another property, and then I go to another property, and eventually the property we really want finds us, is what you're saying. Isn't
Really,
that
the
beautiful?
property we really want, we manifest.
Right,
Does that make
right.
sense?
Yes, it
So
does.
it doesn't find us. It's always there. We manifest what we want. And sometimes you don't really think, I'm a gardener, but yet I've been looking at properties that don't have any soil or anything where I can have, chickens or whatever, and birds and the wildlife that I want to have. But yet I also love the water view. So, yeah, I want the best of both worlds, but that's okay. That's okay. That's what I want. And other
Right.
people don't want that. Other people have other things that they want. And so, yeah, I think I know, and this is just talking it out and working it out. I don't want to tell people to go look at thousands of properties or 50 properties or whatever, but it does help you go, oh, I didn't think about that. In a very rainy area, if you're the lowest house in the area and nobody has really done anything with their stormwater and you're all on septic, guess where all that groundwater is going? It's going in your drain field. Guess whose septic system's going to fail? Yours. So all
Right.
of those things that people don't think about, they think, oh, it's got the perfect colors, or it's got the perfect kitchen, or the perfect balcony, or the perfect whatever. Write that down. Write what you like. Write what you didn't like. Put that on the left side. I don't like this, whatever. And then at the end, whenever you kind of get a T chart that you're like, man, I really like this, I really like that kitchen, you're telling Source, your heart is lighting up as a beacon saying what all you like, and then poof, this is my belief. I believe it will manifest.
I agree. I agree. You actually helped me today through the speak. Well, we're here to help each other, right? So, but here's the thing. I never connected those dots, or I talked about, the T panel or the T, where you write what you want on one side
Chart.
and what you,
Yeah.
yeah. So you're right. Once you feel that, what you do, like once you feel it within your heart and you're like, okay, Source, I like this at this property. Now let's find another property. Help me. And then you could be driving down the road in your truck, your brand new truck. And all of a sudden your truck breaks down in front of the perfect property. Right. And so then you get
That's
out
very
and,
true. Yep.
and sometimes people say,
Yeah.
oh, my brand new truck broke down. Why did it break down here? Well, if you look past the emotional attachment to the truck breaking down and look to the right or left, it could be your forever property. It's so beautiful
And
what
you
you
might,
said.
thank you. And you might have to talk to the person that happens to know the person that may be dad's property, and they're there visiting, and dad is needing to sell because, he needs to downscale, and you're wanting more land, and dad can't mow it all anymore. And, that just may be, it's not even on the market. So those are those, I call them divine appointments, God winks, Source winks, Q winks. Those are those times when you get that little wink. It's like, but you've got to do the work to go within to know what do you really want. And a lot of us have been trained not to dream. We've been trained to just be robots and go through life. And, well, that's the wealthy people. They get this or they get that. And, on my show line, some people wonder why some people always get all the rain and others get all the sunshine. That kind of thing. It's like, because they, the elite, were trained to think that way. I'm the elite.
Right.
I'm entitled.
Right.
And we as Source, we technically are the ones. We are the bee's knees.
Right.
You
Without us, they don't
know
exist.
what I mean? So
Oh, yeah.
yeah. And so we should be the ones that are the dreamers. We should be the ones that are the manifestors.
Right.
There you go.
Well, thank you, Sunshine, so much for calling and saving me. I
Welcome.
appreciate you. You more than you know. I was
It's
sweat. I
hard
was
doing
sweating.
monologue, isn't it? It's tough.
It is. And look, Robin, she had this whole outline for me to go through, and I it's just
Oh.
tough for me to go. It's okay. She knew that I would go off road. As you would put it, she knew that I would go off road, so I would go full driving. She actually said it's okay if you do that, so I'm not in any trouble. But I think we talked about homesteading. I think we talked about the importance of homesteading, and we gave great examples of how we can create these beautiful opportunities for ourselves. And sometimes I don't want people to get discouraged. Sometimes they don't work out. That doesn't mean it's not working. It just means maybe that property wasn't meant for you and there's something better coming. So thank you,
Yes.
Sunshine, for
Yeah, I
calling
agree.
in.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I just want to encourage everybody to, it's okay to dream. It's okay to dream. And what you want is not what I want. And what I want is not what Shane wants. And that's okay. That's okay. If you want to be in the middle of Manhattan on in the penthouse, be there. If that's your jam, that's your jam.
Very.
Don't let anybody dictate to you what will make you, bring you the highest and best excitement. So,
Right.
all right,
Well,
sunshine. Well,
thank you
bye
for
bye.
calling in.
I gotta go, Lane. You're welcome. Gotta go do the
Thank you,
laundry. We'll
Lee.
talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody. Thank you. And here at closing, again, I am Shane. I am Robin's co-host, and we're sending infinite love to our dear Robin. She's having fun making snow angels and skiing. So thank you, Robin. And remember, beautiful souls, align with your highest truth. Act from love. Thank you, BBS Radio. Thank you, our subscribers. And thank you, all our beautiful listeners. Thank you for everyone that called in today and saved my butt. Thank you. Until next time, stay at a high frequency, stay at a heart-faced centered love, and create, create, create. Thank you. Thank you, BBS Radio.